We begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Dalim. Begin on an alf. We begin to taste the masa that begins with the Gemara Machmani B'Cholav and Medam. It says I'm more stringent by milk than by blood. Shachilav LeRefuah Tamei, because we find that if someone milks an animal for medicinal purposes, the milk's going to be tamei. Mamakas LeRefuah Tar. Whereas if he's doing the bloodletting for medicinal purposes, then actually it's going to be tar. So I just want to explain what's this logic of Rabbi Akiva that milk is obviously not going to become tummy because of blood. Because we're in the middle of the discussion over here, from the Mishnah Shirin regarding, we said that a woman's milk is going to be tummy l'ratzin and shalei l'ratzin. Whereas regarding chalav behema, that we had a machlekes, Tanakama says only mitame l'ratzin. Rabbi Akiva says no, tibi shalei l'ratzin, and he had a kavachema. If chalav isha is only for infants, and yet mitame l'ratzin and shalei l'ratzin, so chalav behema, which is for adults and for minors, for shosh mitame l'ratzin and shalei l'ratzin, which they told him, no, milk is going to be mitame by isha and shalei l'ratzin, because not less than the blood of a wound, which is from dam chalom yishta, but the blood of an animal, that wound, it's tar, so therefore milk is also going to be tar, unless if it's l'ratzin. To which Rabbi Akiva said, which our Tzidkei Masechta is going on, no, you can't prove from blood to milk, because blood is more stringent than, milk is more stringent than blood. Because we find that being chaylev l'refuah, the chaylev is going to be tameh, whereas magav l'refuah is going to be tar. So Taisa says that according to Rabbi Akiva, imkain, if that's the case, what comes out, samaydim etamin and chaylev isha, this, that we're metameh the milk of a woman, in other words, that we consider as a machshir, to be machshir, loy machmas tamhud. So you can't say the logic is based on because the milk is a derivative of the blood, so it's not less than the blood, because what happens is that the woman's blood congeals and then it turns into milk. Then if that would be the case, then how could you say what Rabbi Akiva is saying? Then actually milking for therapeutic reasons should be tar, just like by the blood, because you're saying makas l'refuah is going to be tar, and you're saying that the milk is derived from, and it's halachic context, from the blood. Rather says Taisa, obviously according to Rabbi Akiva, this that the milk of a woman is considered as a beverage to make something acceptable to Tuma is Mishum Nachsiva Tiftach is Nerachalab, it's because the Pasuk in Sefer Shaftim that she opened up the flask of milk, when you see that milk is considered Batashkeu, it says, and that's considered as a mashke. Now, says Taisa, Ba'im Rabbi, my teacher says, the Bechinim Naka. Now, for nothing then, if that's where Rabbi Akiva is coming from, then really for nothing did Rabbi Akiva really prove that milk is going to be more stringent than blood. From chaylev l'refuah, from the fact that we see that when you're milking for therapeutic reasons, it's going to be tummy in contrast to the bloodletting, because the hachinami have a matzal hashal rabban, because Rabbi Akiva could have just retorted back to the rabban on mechalav behema gufa from the milk of an animal itself, shedamatar, where its milk is tar, bechal batami, its blood is tar, and bechal batami, and its milk is going to be tummy. Because we said that dama gefasa is tar, but the chalav is tummy, because like we brought from the pasuk. Same again, that's the case. So then, yeah, milk is not tummy because of the blood. Because if that would be the case, then we say the milk should also be tar. And rather, obviously, because of the pasuk that you opened the flask of milk. Ah, so it's okay, the best occasion. Then even if you didn't want it, but mehai tama, from that reason, that's considered a mashka, yeah, tama should be tummy because it's a mashka. Maybe rabbi, and therefore, it's really for nothing that it really said this contrast of the refuah between the chalav and the hakaz, because intrinsic from his svara, from the chalav behema, that the milk is tummy and the blood is not. That already you see that's based on the pasuk. And if you have the pasuk, so of course it's going to be even. Shaloi l'ratzin. The next text, the master begins the words of the Gemara. Sali zesam anav yichichum. The baskets of the olives and the grapes, they'll disprove what you're saying. Shamashka yisman, because the liquid that comes out of them, l'ratzin tummy, only if it's desirable is tummy. Shaloi l'ratzin tar, but if it wasn't desirable, it's going to be tar. The text explains that actually, although our Gemara ends over here, but actually the Mishnah of Shirin continues, because what Artez de Masa is quoting from the part of the Gemara that the Chachom responded back to Rabbi Akiva, based on what we're talking about the previous tesis, that he was telling them that, oh, no, it's not true, the milk is more stringent than blood, and therefore we could even say that the Chalav Behema should be Metamash Shalal Ratzin, even though the Dam is not. So on that, the Chachom said to Rabbi Akiva, no, I'll disprove it to you, but you can't compare Shalal Ratzin to l'ratzin, even if you're showing me that regarding l'refuah, chalav is more stringent, but you can't say it even shalei l'ratzin, because we have baskets of olives and grapes, which the liquid that comes out is only tamal l'ratzin, and not shalei l'ratzin, so by the chal behema will only be l'ratzin. But says Taisa, b'shil mesef machshim b'sayim, the end of mesef machshim, it actually concludes this dialogue that Rabbi Akiva responded back to what the chacham say over here in Agamah, and that he said, loy, no, it's not true. Because in Amarta Besalaz Yisim Nabim, if you're going to say by baskets of olives and grapes that you're right there, it's only Metam and Lerotz, and Shari Tchalas Eichel Masev Mashka, because it starts with a food item, and it ends as a liquid, so therefore, it's not going to be removed from its status of a food item to become a liquid if it was squeezed at Shalai Lerotz. But Tam B'chav, that says, keep it back to them, it says, but who said you're going to say something regarding milk? Shari Tchalas Masev Mashka, where it starts up and ends up as a liquid, and there may be even Shalai Lerotz, that actually would be Makshir, and therefore, he has a response, just as quoted, and Masev Makshir. And we didn't bring it over here because that wasn't the main purpose of the Gemara. The Gemara, he just wanted to bring it regarding the discussion of asking a question on Rabbi Yehuda of Lerotz and Shloi Lerotz, which that's why we continue the next test of Masl. Here we go towards the Gemara. My love, isn't it? When the Chacham was saying to Rabbi Kiva, Lerotz and Abdisal Ezizim, love him, that meant the Nichilei that he wanted. But Shloi Lerotz, what does that mean? Bistamah, that means where you didn't specify if it's Le'ichel or Mashkim. Chase can explain that the intent of the Gemara is to say, what does Shloi Lerotz mean? Doesn't mean only bistama. It means bistama, and if you say explicitly that you don't want it. Because here we are on the, regarding what the Gemara said in the previous daf, that Zesim Anavim, we had said that everyone agrees it's going to be a problem. Shabperis is not going to be a problem. We said the whole machlekes was regarding Tutimirim Hunim. And when we quoted that machlekes, Rabbi Huda is the one that says, if it's la'ichel, it's not a problem. But when he says la'mashka that it is, he also, parenthetically, which was a Hargamo's question, that he has said also, listama is also going to be considered like a mashka. And that's how Gemara asks, what, you know, stam is going to be aser? Aye, and that's where our whole quotation of this mission, Mesech Mashim, between Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, and Tanakama, was to get to what the Chama were saying back to Rabbi Kiva, that they said, but by Salah Yisrael Anavim, we said the mashkin that come out of them is Lerotzen to me. Shalai Lerotzen can be tarred. The Gemara initially thinks, Lerotzen means that you want it. Shalai Lerotzen means stam, and that you didn't say that you necessarily want it. So we see that stamma is permitted. There's not considered as a mashka. So how could you be able to say that if you gathered it stama, that it would be considered a mashka and would be usher to drink it because the mashka should have one Shabbos? So that does come to say that although that's the Gemara's point is saying by the Sali Zesim Anavim, that Lerotzim means that you want, and Shalei Lerotzim means Vistama, but Taisis explains, but Vilerotzim Shalei Lerotzim Gabi Chalavisha, that regarding the desire and the non-desire, that we talk about regarding the milk of a woman, that there we say that it's tamei, because the whole discussion that they were having with Rabbi Kiva was regarding the chalav behema. But everyone agrees by chalav isha, by the woman's milk, that's metam l'rotzen v'shalei l'rotzen. So although the Gemara wants to say that for chalav behema, in this comparison to zeizim anavim, would only be by l'rotzen, not v'shalei l'rotzen, and we're saying what's v'shalei l'rotzen, I mean stama. So it says Taisus now, however, when it says Shalei L'Ratzin regarding the woman's milk, that it's going to be Mitame, like Elamim, you can't say Demai B'Shalei L'Ratzin B'Stama, that, oh, what does it mean that the woman's milk is Mitame, even if it's non-desired, means when you didn't specify that you did want it, but V'Davka B'Stama, but that it's only if it's Tam, Avol Omer Lo Nichli, but if let's say the person would say, I don't want the woman's milk, that Ein Mitame would not be Mitame, says Taisus, no, you cannot say that, because the whole of Yimash V'Rash Te'atam, based on what I previously explained, the reasoning that Taisus had explained, that Mishum Dame Gefasa, why is the milk Tame? Because it's derivative from her blood of a wound. Because Dam Nekav Nasachal. And where does that blood come from? It's like Mali Katli Kula Mali Katli Pagla, which is like Dam Chalal Mishtim, which that's considered as a mashka. Ah, so then Tayyip says, Tayyip, I feel Omalay Nichli, then even the person would say, I don't want the woman's milk. No, Mimitame, it's still Mimitame because it still doesn't make a difference. It's not dependent on your desire, it's intrinsically as a mashka. Lamashma rather says Taisa, what the Gemara really is trying to say right now is the Shalei Lerotz and the Ketan Bekula, rather, when it says that you don't want it, that it says by all, meaning by Isha, by the woman's milk, by the animal's milk, by the love and the olives and the grapes, that means to say it's in all cases, meaning by Mistama, by Nomaloi Nichli, whether you didn't specify or whether you said I don't want it. So again, for Chol Behemim, that's saying that both are not going to be as a mashka. By Isha, both are going to be, but again, we can't say it's only Stama, because we're saying by the Chalav of the Isha that it would be even considered as a mashka, even if not only Bistama, even at this point in the Gemara, but even if he said Loi Nichli. Ketan next says the Masdad begins with the Gemara, Tutim, Rimon, and pomegranates and mulberries. The Lab and Eschitin, in which those are things that are not generally squeezed out. So I just asked that maybe you could differentiate between if a person had initially squeezed it out or if he didn't, because the Gemara, like we said previously, was discussing the qualifying the machlekes of Yudin al-Chacham, specifically by Tudim Rimayim. That's where this machlekes of Yachnis la'ichlam, if that's going to be considered as a mashka or not. That the Gemara asked, what do you mean? When we quoted the Behuda, he said that this, that if it's la'mashka, and as even if it's la'stama, it's going to be asr. We got into the whole discussion, but we see by Salaf there's some anavim that Shleila Ratzin is going to be tar. And the Gemara originally thought that meant stama. If that's the case, well, if there's some anavim that are b'nei schita and still stama, which we think is, well, that's what means Shleila Ratzin, is not going to be as a liquid, for sure, Tudim Remainim is not going to be as a liquid. So how could Rebbe say that if you gathered it stama without specifying, it'd be us? Now, what Tais is bothered regarding the Gemara's question is tame, at least this Tais is a wonder to me. My question, what's the Gemara's difficulty? Maybe this that we previously said regarding the pomegranates and the mulberries, that Lamashkin or Lestam, that was the price recorded from the previous Daf from Yehuda, that when it was gathered for liquids or even in just in general, Hayitzman also, we said what comes out is going to be forbidden. Hanamili, maybe we could say that's Toma B'mashach Davka, when you had specifically initially has squeezed it out a little bit. And then you change your mind that you want to go ahead and use it for eating purposes. So since you initially had squeezed it out, so therefore you have to be concerned that maybe the person is going to continue to squeeze it out, and therefore, yeah, it would be also even what's called the stuff. But here we're talking about where, regarding the baskets of almonds and grapes, where he had never drawn out any liquid from it initially. Therefore, that's why, as we're quoting over here, when it was quote-unquote Shalala Ratzin, which we're explaining at this point in the Gemara, that unspecified, that lechash mashkin, not going to say that liquid, because you never mashkin at all. And therefore, Tyson did not answer that question. Why could the Gemara not have given that answer to differentiate, and then there wouldn't have been a question? Tim next says, Master begins words of the Gemara, loy. No, leratzain actually means bistama, that you didn't specify. That would be considered like a mashkin. The shalay leratzain, when it says you didn't want it, it's not just you didn't passively, you didn't want it. No, it's actively. The goli daiti revealed his intention. Number one, he says, leinichli, no, I do not want it. Which takes a difficulty with a contradiction of this Gemara and the Gemara elsewhere. What does it mean, Shalei L'Ratzin? Is that, like our Gemara is saying over here, that it means that you don't want it, or it's like, actually, as our Gemara's having mean it was, that it means stama. And additionally, it discusses if, regarding the woman's milk, if let's say someone explicitly would say he doesn't want it, would it be tame or would it be tar? Because as we were saying, as we're discussing here in the sugya, this machlikas of Yudna Chachamim, regarding the Tudim Remainim, if it's Laichin or Lamashkin, does that make a difference? And in that discussion, we had said that Rebbe Yehuda says, okay, when would it be a problem? If it's Stama and Lamashkin. That's where the Gemara had the question, what do you mean, Stama? What do you mean? We have this whole discussion that we see, L'Ratzin is Tame, but Shalei L'Ratzin, which the Gemara assumed was Stama. And the Gemara says, no, actually, L'Ratzin is Stama. Yeah, it's going to be like a mashkin. Shalai L'Ratzin meant that you said that you don't want it. That's when it's not going to be as a liquid. And if it's not difficult, on how we quoted Yehuda in the previous stuff. Now, says Taisa, the Tanya has been creases. Okay, we learned in the Brayis over there, Masechet Creases, Perek Amaloy, and Daf Yud Gimel of an Aleph, that the Gemara says, Hitiru loy lamaga tamei meis. They permitted a woman who became tamei from touching a person who came in contact with a dead person. So the dead person is a grandfather of Tumah, one who touched the tamei meis is an Abba Tumah, and she now becomes a Rishon LaTumah. They permitted her, Lahanagas Bina, to nurse her child, Ubina Tar, and her child is still going to be Tar. And he's not going to become tummy from the milk that he's nursing from his mother. Well, Parchan, the Gemara asked him, but no, my tar, why is our son going to be tar? But even the Yonah Kalev, since he's nursing the milk from his mother, eat tummy, Lehman Kalev, he should become tummy from the milk that he's nursing from the mother. In other words, we understand that the mother's not going to become the child because she's a Rishon, and the person's not going to become as a Shani. The problem is the milk, how the milk itself becomes tummy, becomes a problem of tummy, and therefore, for the halacha of Machalim, of a food item, that itself should go ahead and make the child become tummy as anyone who eats oichlin tamayim. So, on that says, the Gemara of Echidim, we're going to say, lo yiskasher, no, the milk has not itself become makabel tuma because with what did it become susceptible to tuma? As we're going to shortly explain that, because when the child is nursing, so that's like, it's like this the theme we say here in our sugi from Shmuel, mashkabel oichl is ka oichl dami. And since the child's eating it directly, so it's like a food item, and therefore has to become susceptible to tumah, says the Gemara, if you're going to say, oh, iskasher betipa hamulachlecha sapiyadad, yeah, the milk became susceptible. That's why our question is still valid because the droplet that's moist on the nipple, like we say in our sugya, that you want it to be there and not for the child to drink, and therefore that's considered as a liquid, and therefore that's going to be machsher as a liquid. The quote-unquote food item of the rest of the milk which a child is eating. And therefore, that's the question. Why is the son tahar and not tamei from the milk? Now, va'avagav the chalav isha. And even though the milk of a woman, mashkahu ben tzar chakshir, What do you mean? The milk itself is a liquid, and it doesn't need to be come prepared, as the Gemara is saying. Oh, how does it become prepared? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you how it became prepared, from the droplet on the woman's nipple. So it says taste of mashmalay. So it sounds like from over there, the mashu b'fiatinik, the milk that goes into the mouth of the child, shatinigyanik, that the child is nursing. Chashavai kaichel. No, it's not true. It's not a liquid, because liquids don't need to become prepared for toma to become susceptible. They are intrinsically susceptible. But no, the milk that the child is nursing is like a food item. And therefore, it does have to become susceptible to toma, like all food items. And why is it a food item? When milk is a liquid. Is lafisha zeh machol shatinik? No, because since it's the food item of the child, so it's similar to like this concept like we say in our sugya, when a liquid goes into a food item, we view it as a food item here. Also, when the child's eating it, it's like the child's food and not like as a mashka. But come on, that's what the Gemara is saying. That it became as a food item from the droplet of milk that we want moist on the woman's nipple, that is as a liquid. That will be considered as a liquid, like regular milk. Because that's not meant for the child to eat, because we want it to remain on the nipple, and therefore that's makshir the food item. So that was the Gemara's question. So why is the child tahar and not tummy from the milk? Mashani Rav Nachman Rabba Ravoi says, because with kifa achas, we're talking about over here the child's nursing with one pull, meaning that he did not leave any droplets of milk on the surface of the woman's nipple, that he pulled everything, sucked it out, and therefore it was not hoksh lekabel tuma. To which Amar Rabbi says, first of all, there's two difficulties in what you're saying. First of all, the chazina lelapumi the yinuka demoli chabu. We see the child's mouth is full of milk. Obviously, he didn't just pull it all out as if nothing remained on the nipple of the woman. Moreover, second difficulty is mokum cholamayin, who says the place of the milk which is coming out from the woman, that it's a spring in the woman's body, as we find by all different springs in the woman's body, that they are intrinsically areas of liquid, of tumah, and they don't need to have any hechsher because they're not legal in the Mishnah. Mesechta Machshir. Chalavi Isha, the woman's milk, and this is what we brought over here in our sugya, the milk of a woman, metamal ratzim, mishalei l'ratzim. It contaminates whether you want it or you don't want it. So that says the Gemara. So mahi, what is the woman's milk that's metamal that shalei l'ratzim, is delay nichale, is that even if you don't want it, still b'katani metame, still the Mishnah is telling us that it's metame even shalei l'ratzim. So that's where Rabbi comes to say, Pierce, what do you see? Obviously, you see that the woman's milk that is from her breast is considered like a spring. But the fact that it contaminates, even if you don't want it, because it's intrinsically as a mashka, like all other, like the urine and the sweat, all these different things are intrinsically springs in the woman's body. So keeping the chashim kamein, and since it's considered like a spring, so therefore Rabbi says, Gamba fiatinik nami he chashim kamashka, therefore even in the mouth of the child, should be considered as a beverage, as a liquid, just like as if it was a spring. And therefore, you don't need to have heksher, and therefore that's Rav's difficulty with Rav Nachman's answer of that question. Says Taisis, and that's after you explain the going increases over there, like we just explained. Because the imtim, so because if you're going to think to say, de'ina masker mayim, it doesn't really mean when it mentions that the woman's milk is like a spring. Rather, what it means to say is, the kamashka chashim, it's just like a phraseology, but it really just means to say that it's considered like a liquid, which a liquid does not need heksher, but it doesn't really mean to say that it's like a mayim. Because imkain says, Taisis, if that would be the case, my tzorchle name, and then why did the Gemara have to say that regarding the woman's milk that's mitame, shaloi l'rotzen mahi, when it says, oh, and what does it mean that the woman's milk is mitame, even if you don't want it? That means to say that you actively don't want it. And the mitame from the fact that we learned that l'rotzen mitame, that it's mitame if you want it, where have a matzal mifrach, you could have asked, alma l'rotzen chashav kimashka. So you see that when you want it, it's considered like a beverage. Now, vish de menika is bina l'rotzen hu. And the woman that nurses her child, that's obviously something that she wants. Now, but the fact that the Gemara asks from this, that we learned in the Mishnah, that the woman's milk is mitamash leila rotzen, he says, what is that? That's when you don't want it to come out. Obviously, the intent of the Gemara is to ask that the woman's milk is considered like a spring, and you don't have to have any hechsher at all, even though it's considered like a neichel. So therefore, that was Rabbi's question, that it actually is like a mayan, and that was his two questions on Rav Nachman. Rather, Rabbi says that actually, so why is the sun tar? Is because it's actually a sfek sfeka. First of all, it's doubt if, let's say, if he nursed the amount of a revius of milk, maybe he didn't. And even if it was a revius of milk, maybe it was b'chdeichel pras, maybe it wasn't. And until where the Gemara asks of the Rava, according to Rava, that he holds makam chalev, that the place of the milk is mine, or is a spring, bullet, so chashon, therefore does not need to be prepared. That's why he rejected Rav Nachman. But now we learn the Mishnah that says, isha shenotam chalev midadav, a woman has milk that drips out of her breast. But nafal avratana falls into the ear space of an oven. So then hatanu tummy. So then we say that the oven's going to be tummy from this woman who's a nida, who she herself is tummy. Now the kashlam is my kasha. We have a difficulty with what is the milk considered prepared that touched the woman who's tummy to be tummy the oven. Avam Rabbi Yechon, he said, but tipem luchleches apiyad. We're talking about the drop of the milk that was moist from the nipple on her breast. Now the problem is that if Rava holds that the place of the milk is a spring, but the milk is tummy just like any one of her springs. So why did Rabbi Yechon have to say that from the tipem luchleches api hadad? That was the Gemara's question on Rava. Now this was all an introduction for the hashda kashlari. Now the Ri has a difficulty. But my comment, what is the Gemara saying over there that regarding the milk that drops from the woman's, that's a nida, and it falls into the space of the oven, that the oven's going to be tame? And the Gemara says, B'mai is kasher. Wait a second. What is the milk susceptible? How did it become susceptible to tame? That it became tame, that's going to tame the oven? D'midibayi heksher, from the fact that it needs to be prepared, alma oicha chashavle, obviously, that they're considering it like a food item. Because like we said, a liquid does not need to be prepared. If that's the case, if that's the Gemara's understanding, then how do you even understand the whole case? How could a food item be metame the oven, even if it was prepared like the Gemara said with Rabbi Yechonam, with the droplet that's moist on the surface of the nipple? But in oichel metame kli, a food item cannot be metame a vessel, which is what the oven is. A liquid, yes, but not a food item. So my Marie says yes. The Hakam Prusha, this is what the Gemara is saying over there. The kashlam b'mayis kashlam, we had a difficulty with what does the milk become susceptible to that falls into the space of the oven. Klemmer, what does the Gemara mean to say? Loi mi boy, right, we didn't have to tell you she'en atana tummy that the oven's not going to become tummy, because even if the milk becomes tummy, but it's a food item, so a food item is not tummy the oven. And you're right, that wasn't what our difficulty was. Our difficulty was regarding the milk itself that drops out of her breast. Why is that milk itself tamei? Halo yiskasher, but it did not become susceptible to tama. Mashani, that's who he answered. But tiba meluchleches apiyadad. We're talking about the droplets that's moist from the nipple of the woman, where that's not as a food item. That is like a liquid. But he said tiba asam meluchleches apiyadad to tamei atan. Therefore, that's what we were saying was not the rest of the milk. You're right. The rest of the milk, even if it's tamei, but it's a food item. What we meant to say was, and that droplet itself that was moist on the nipple to tamei atan, that should contaminate the oven. Because that is considered as a beverage. A mashke metamekli, and a beverage that could be metamekli, because I mean, parakam the mechilta, like we said here in the first parak of our sugya on the Gimel Mabez, where we said one of the 18 things that was from the that they were geyser and Aliyah Beit Hananya, that was that food items and vessels that became tummy from a mashkin to mem, they become tummy. So you see that a liquid could be metame a kli. So it says, Vahashta Parak Shapa. Now we understand the Gemara's question, we set these creases. L'Rava the Amar, according to Rava, that he says that fellow Amar loy nichli, that he says that even if I don't want the beverage that comes out from the woman, mitame chalav isha, still the milk of the woman is going to be mitame, and the reason is because the chashav mashka, because he considers it as intrinsically as a beverage. Now that's what the Gemara's question was. But over here, by the milk of a woman, that's a nida that falls into the airspace of oven, that's going to be mitame. Yet we see chashavli oichel, we see it's considered as a food item, not as a mashka, and we had a difficulty with what does the milk become hukshul kabel tama. So therefore you see that obviously we consider it as a leichel. Avam Nachman Amar Rav Baravua, that he had explained that this, that the child does not become tummy from the milk that is nursing from the mother because of one pull. So it makes sense. This, that we have this difficulty by the woman's milk that falls into the ear space of the oven, how does the milk become susceptible to tumma? Because even though he holds that as long as it the child doesn't do it in one shot, the milk is considered as a liquid. But the hacha, the amma loy nichli, But here we explicitly says that I don't want the liquid that's coming out of the woman. In that context, for sure, we would consider as a eichel, not as a mashke, because you're saying you don't want it. So it doesn't have the status yet of a mashke, because it doesn't hold like rubber that's intrinsically a mashke. But not the chalav medadeh, and the case of that we're discussing over there, where the milk drops, it just strips out of her breast, that's considered that you don't want it. Because since the milk is dripping out of a nipple and falling to the ispah's oven and it's going to waste, for sure that you don't want it. And therefore, for him, we understand the question. The whole difficulty was, but we don't understand our question according to Rav. Our Tosafot continues and says, Now, additionally, the Gemara asks another difficulty on Rav. Again, that he holds that the woman of the milk does not need to appear because he holds that the place of the milk is a mayan, is a spring, it's intrinsically as a mashkim. The Gemara asks on Rabbah Meditanya from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Tes Mashkim Mizav. There's nine different liquids that have halachas of Tumah by a Zav. And there was three different categories, each of three. You have Azeya, the sweat, Balecha Srucha, and the putrid waste matter, Varei, and the actual waste. That those three things are Tahari Maklum. They have no Tumah whatsoever. They don't have any halacha of Mashka of the Zav to condemn it. Then you have Dimas Eina, you have the tear of the eye, B'damah Gefasai, and the blood of the wound, V'chalavisha, and the milk of a woman. Their metamet to mashkim revis, they will contaminate as tuma of a beverage, as of a liquid, as revis of a liquid. Then you have the third category, which is roike, the spit, the zaybe, and the actual ziva discharge from the genital area, umeir raglav, and the urine. There it's metamet tuma chamur kosher. This can have the most severe level of tuma that even a minute amount is going to have the tuma of a zah. That's what the Bresa says. On that, the Gemara asks, it says, V'yamrit v'okim chalav ma'inhu, and if you're going to say the place of the milk is considered a spring, then chalav isha nami tamit tumachamur b'choshu k'zev reken, so that the Gemara says, Rabo, that then the milk of a woman should also be like the third and most severe category, like the discharge and the spit, because you consider it as a spring, which that's what those three are a spring. So then the woman's milk should be the same thing. Why is it only in the middle category, not in the last category? On that case, as v'koshel rabbi, now my teacher finds this difficult. Micah Park, what's the Gemara asking on Rabo? Then he considers the place of the milk as a springish mitam, even with a kolshu. Truth is that yes, the place of the milk is considered a spring. But falachi loyitam itumachamur. No, still it's not going to have the most severe level of tumah. Why? And that's Tesis teaches difficulty on that Gemara. Because it has to be similar to spit. It's not enough just to be a spring. It has to be like spit. Because he's a need, like the Gemara is needed of Nvav Manal. That what's unique about spittle, which that's the one that's mentioned in the pasuk, and that's what you have to be similar to. Ma'arek, just like spit, shemiz galgal v'yaitzer, where what happens is that it gathers a lot in the mouth at one time, and then it comes out, like the spit and the urine and the semen. But, and this is what's important, b'chleizim nivlam, if it doesn't get excreted from the person's body, it gets reabsorbed into the person's body. Of course, shemiz galgal v'yaitzer, b'chleizim nivlam, also anything that gathers and goes out, and then it gets reabsorbed, will have the most severe level of tumah. Yatsa Cholim Shabisha, and that's what Taisa Rebbe says, that excludes the milk of a woman, Shemizkal Gabayetsa, yeah, gathers and goes out, but Ve'ena Chayzim Nevla. It does not get reabsorbed into the person's body, and therefore, that's a difficulty he has in the Gemara's question over there. And Taisa says, Ve'timu Leimran, it would be a wonder to say, Demashu Chayzim Nevla, that it gets reabsorbed into the body, Gorm Lili Choshev Kamayim, that would be considering it as if it's considered a spring. In other words, a woman's milk, since it doesn't get reabsorbed, it's not considered as a spring. And that's the Gemara's intent to ask. Say, wait a second, the fact that it's not matam b'kolshu because it doesn't get reabsorbed, so obviously it's not a mayan. And so you see that's not like rava. we're making it sound like that it is a mayan. It's just not similar to that of breaker. Because it says, but most definitely that is the Gemara's intent to ask. But from the fact that milk is not metametum chamur b'kolshu, because it's not chedim nivla, so obviously it's not a mayan. And b'tzar chlema, what you have to say is, the mashe chesher rabbi kamayan, this that rabbi was considering it as a spring, li is chashev mashke b'fei atinik, that it should be considered as a beverage, even in the mouth of the child, hainim shum desilka daitish chesher nivla, that's because he assumed that actually the woman's milk does get reabsorbed. But maisi rayim in the Mishnah, the chesher nivla, and he actually brings a rayim from the Mishnah that it does get reabsorbed. What was his rayim? Make tani for the fact that we learned in the Mishnah Metame Shalel Ratzon. We said that the woman's milk is Metame even if you don't want it. I know Amalei Nichle, where he actively says I don't want it. Imkain Chazim Niblahu. That's what Rav was proving. Obviously, it gets reabsorbed because the Elavach. If it doesn't get reabsorbed, in Amalei Nichle, then if he says I don't want it, Lo Metame. It actually should not be Metame because it's not a beverage. So obviously, it is Chesed Nivela, and obviously, it is a beverage. And therefore, even if you say Shalai L'Ratzin, it is Matan. Now that's what the Gemara is asking right now on him, where obviously the inuch is of a nevela. No, that does not get reabsorbed. That's why it's not in the most severe category. It's only mitame if it's a revius. Alma, so we see the mokum chol v'isha lav ma'inu. That's what the Gemara is asking. Rabbi, obviously that's not a spring. Uparach, and that's what the Gemara asks. If that's the case, that it's not a spring. So in kasha ha'vigtani, so it's difficult this that we learned in the Mishnah Makshirin mitame shleil ratzin, that the woman's milking the tummy even if you don't want it. Why is it tamei? Because that was actually Rava's proof. Mishanya, this is the Gemara answer. It says, Misavir, do you really think that this that we're saying, that Shalei L'Ratzin, that tamei, even if you don't want it, is Delay Nichalei, that it means actively you don't want it? Loi, no, says the Gemara. Shalei L'Ratzin, that you don't want it, is Bistama, means when you didn't specify. Oh, that's why it's going to be tamei, even Bistama, because the Daiti, the Tinnik, Kareva, Gabachal, because the intention of nursing it for an infant is very close to have that desirable for the woman's milk. And therefore, even though it was bestama, it will be metame. But says the Gemara, if you actively says you don't want it, then you're right. Then tar will be tar. Because like we said, it's not chayz of nevel, and if it's not considered as the most severe category of a mind. Then what's with the halacha that when the milk just drips out of her breast and falls into the ispace of the oven, that we said the oven's going to be tame. What is it making it susceptible? And that says that the Gemara was saying is ka'imer, it's like the case where you say, lo nichele chashem. It's considered like when you're saying that you don't want it. The vadi lo nichele, where most definitely you don't want it, kim inshallah chalibah, because it's going to waste. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question, saying, so what does it make makshut lekabel tumah? Because it's not, because it's shalei l'ratz in the active way. Mahadu kamar, and this that you're saying, but that the milk of a woman is metame shalei l'ratz. That's only bistama. That's if you unspecified. That's like when it falls into a bowl. It's not going to waste. There is the mahani time, and that's what it helps. The reasoning, the diet, the tenek, krebek, and bechalbach, shavin, oskemash, is considered as a mashke. But in regards to the mouth of the child, it's always going to be considered as a food, and it has to be prepared. And again, whereas, like we're saying, so by the child, it's like an oichel because he's eating it. So there it has to be prepared. When it's going into a bowl, then we say that it's going to be considered as a mashka. It's going to be even shleil ratz. Whereas when it's going to the oven, then we're going to say that it's not going to be considered. And therefore, we're asking what's going to be mashed because there's going to waste. And therefore, that would be considered like lehedya, where we actively say lo nichalei. Now we say that's not going to be considered as the case what we call a stama, that is considered as l'ratz. Now, says Teis of Hashta Kashlari. Now, the Re has a difficulty. Chada, first of all, the Bishmaita, in our sugyu, when we talk about the baskets and the olives and the grapes, we say the liquid that comes out of it, we say, L'ratzen can be tamish, L'ratzen can be tar. Maskina nifcha, now Gemara, we come out the opposite. And we say, what does L'ratzen mean? That's bistama, that's when it was unspecified. Bishaloi L'ratzen, when it means that you don't want it, is damaloi nichalei, when he says that he doesn't want it. Whereas we just brought from the Gemara increases that says the opposite. It says regarding the milk that comes out of a woman, that we say, Shaloi L'ratzen can be tami, that's bistama. And there's no difference. There's no room to say necessarily there's a difference between zayin of an oven and a woman's milk. To say the shalei l'ratzin of the olives and grapes is when you don't want it, and shalei l'ratzin of the milk of the woman is bistama. Why not? Because the taste explains. But dumi dahak the zayin of an oven. This is comparable to the case of the olives and the grapes. Haba hu the chalvish is the same thing as the woman's milk, as taste says. Because the deal of achi, if that's not the case, l'shayich l'meima, then you wouldn't be able to say, which is the whole point of our gemara. Regarding your mekiva that he holds that the woman's milk is mitame l'ratzim v'shalei l'ratzim, that the chacham is saying back to him, yechichu, the baskets of the olives and grapes will disprove that we see it's mitame only l'ratzim and it's not mitame shalei l'ratzim because you can differentiate between them. Obviously, we don't differentiate. We consider that's the same thing. So therefore, now we have a serious asugyas. What does it mean, l'ratzim v'shalei l'ratzim? And says to Shabachitim, if you're going to say that svir leki boyisema, that you're right, the Gemara increases, disagrees with the first interpretation of our Gemara, but holds like the Ibayisema. In our Gemara, we have two interpretations. We at this point, we're all going in the first interpretation. The Gemara has an Ibayisema that says, the Amar Shani Seil is Zesim Anavim, that the baskets of olives and grapes are different. Given the Libet Kemet, since it goes to waste, Afkur Mafkalu, that originally he goes in his Mafkrit, and therefore even that Mistama could be really what Shalei L'Ratzin means, which that would be the same thing as the Gemara increases, but in that says Taisis, Akad Dekash would still be difficult. And if that's the case, the dumi da'achi, then you have to compare it exactly like the sali zeisim anavim, which yeah, that's what he's saying shalei l'ratzim in the stomach. But that case is where it's going to waste, as that's the whole point of the ibayisema. And if that's the case, the Islam Lameimra B'chol V'Isha, the Oz Libid, then we should say by the milk of a woman when it goes to waste, that that has the same halacha. Ah, then came. But if that's the case, Hainu B'Imer Le'Nichalei, that we just explained before in Taisis, that that's when it's going to waste, that's like when you're actively saying that you don't want it. V'Hasim Etamadav Kistama. And we said over there that, that the woman's milk, that quote unquote Shalei L'Ratzin, is specifically when it was not specified, when we said it doesn't go to waste. But we said if it's explicit that you don't want it, then we said tar, it's going to be tar. But that's exactly the case of the Salzis of Navma, the Ibai Semo, Hailik Libur. It's like when you say that you don't want it, so that doesn't, again, that doesn't work together with the Gemara increases. But Kashla Rabbi, another difficult, my teacher has, my Kamahasa, what's the Gemara saying that increases? Eller, rather, if you're going to say that the place of the milk is not like Rava, rather, it's not a spring. Kasha, it's difficult. Then what do you do? Homestine, what do you do? The Mishnah, which Rabbi was actually bringing the way Tais explained as a support, that the woman's milk is in Mitama, even Shalai L'Ratzin. But Kamenami, I think Moses says, Mi Sabbath, do you think that this that it says, the woman's milk is in Mitama, Shalai L'Ratzin, that you don't want it, it means, Loi Nichalei, means that you're active saying that you don't want it? No, the Gemara comes out, like we're saying, opposite of our sugya, that Shalai L'Ratzin means Bistama. But Kamen, the Gemara says, yeah, with the Loi Nichalei, when the person says, I don't want it, so then tar, then it's going to be tar. But vamai, but why, if the woman's explicitly saying that she doesn't want it, it's going to be tar. But taimish shalei l'ratzin tame, what's the reason why we say that by the woman's milk, when it's shalei l'ratzin, it can be tame? We're trying to explain what shalei l'ratzin mean, but what's the reasoning? Because the milk is considered like the blood of our wound, because the dam nekav nasachal, because the blood stops, and then it turns into milk, like we had previously explained. If that's the case, of tasis gamomalinichale. Then even if they say that they don't want the milk, nami hitame should still be tame because it's dame gefasai. So kids if you say linichale. That's me, P. Rabbi, and that's from my teacher, and Taisa does not answer those questions, how to understand to resolve the Gemara Krisis and the Gemara over here, and also the Gemara Krisis in general. What's the difference between stama and shalei l'ratzin? If anyways it's coming from dame gefasai, so therefore if it's dame nakabah asakalab, it should be metame, not only stame, but even shalei l'ratzin actively would go die to delay nichle.